I have no time or desire to figure out how to load my music onto my laptop from my 9,000 billion year old iMac on my desktop. I'm really friggin' tired. I'm gonna stop talking and wave and wave to you. I'm doing this. I don't know what the fuck else to do. I don't know what else to do. Okay, she's gone. So let's fucking get into this, because honestly, people are on this Twitter hellscape cesspool before they go to Blue Sky or whatever the fuck that is, where everybody's going now. I'm not fucking going anywhere. And I'm literally sitting here on my couch in my apartment in New York City while everybody on Twitter is like, Maya Wiley and Hakeem fucking Jeffries are like, we have work to do. What motherfucking work? What motherfucking work are we supposed to be doing? Somebody let me know. What work? People are like, well, we're going to prepare and we're going to fight and we're going to take it to the elections in 2026 and 2028. And for the 9,786,451st time, there won't be any fucking elections anytime soon. Am I the only one like sitting here? And I know I'm not, because people are like doom scrolling. I did not watch the news since yesterday. I watched Bob's Burgers. I watched Ugly Dolls. I watched some serial killer documentary. I watched part 3 of the indictment of Diddy the Diddler on Tubi, because I will not put on the news to watch these fucking morons talk about how bad it's going to get, how things are going to crash, why this happened, who came out to vote, who didn't vote, what happened to the votes. How the fuck did Donald Trump know to tell all of his MAGA moron death cult, don't vote? We don't need your votes. We don't need you to go out and vote. But if you're there, stay online. He didn't say stay in line. He said stay online. But this is not the point of this podcast, because we've talked about all that shit already. Because now I really want to know. Because what the fuck else are we supposed to do? What are we doing? We are sitting here, those of us with functioning fucking brain cells, before they all like disintegrate because of the mass stupidity that is so fucking painful. I would like to be that stupid. I would like to be that fucking dumb that none of this shit matters to me, that I think COVID is over, that I don't have to think that bird flu is coming, that I don't think that this is going to be like an absolute clusterfuck of the convicted felons run the fucking dictatorship of a government. What do we do? What am I supposed to start stockpiling like fucking cup of noodles in my cabinet because I need non-perishable foods? I really think I'm going to do it. I really think I'm going to start like every couple of days bringing home a couple of things of cup of noodle, sticking them in the back of the cabinet, because fuck out of here. If I don't give a shit, because soon you're not going to be able to, the price of eggs won't matter when there's a fucking avian bird fucking flu and you can't eat the eggs because there are no hens or chickens or whoever lays the fucking eggs to lay the eggs, because they're all fucking dead or being killed because they're all infected with the fucking bird flu. So let me tell you, I know I sound like a neurotic fucking nut job. I don't even this, and I'm not like sitting here like panicking, like puking. I am just trying to be realistic about this shit. I want a realistic baseline of like, what do we do? When do we do? Is there like a guidebook dictatorship for dummies? I mean, we all saw what the depression looked like. We all saw what it looked like when there were no fucking vaccines. And people were just like, what are you going to do? Like, is Amazon going to be like priming iron lungs to people, like next day delivery? And everybody's going to be jumping in their fucking iron lung. And then what? Honestly, that's not a joke. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. Like, what do you do? What do you do for, there is no bird flu vaccine. And now you have a dude with brain worms who is an anti-vaxxer. And because he's got all his money from like pro pharma to push all these like wackadoodle fucking drink raw milk. How are you going to drink raw milk from cows that have the fucking bird flu? Like it you don't have to be a fucking rocket scientist to see where this is fucking going. And what work, like work? What work? What jobs are we going to be going to? What retirement? What Social Security? What Medicare? What Medicaid? What fucking healthcare? You think companies are going to be paying into that? You think companies are going to keep employees around with all the shit when nobody's buying shit because they have no fucking money, and we tank into some kind of depression because we have an apartheid-loving, illegal immigrant, do-nothing, talentless, white supremacist, South African co-fucking president that nobody fucking voted for? Who says that, like, the hammer of justice is coming? Who fucking talks like that? The hammer of justice is coming. Who's bringing it? Your illegal ass, Elon? I mean, I would like to know, like, does REI, like, offer, like, a doomsday prepper course for dummies? Because I will go down there and buy, like, a lantern, water, a pill, like, water filtration tablets. I'll buy the water bottle. I'll buy some pots and pans. I'll buy a little gas stove. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Like, what am I, like, with the money that I have left now, I'm supposed to spend that on, like, fucking survival tools and materials? Because I live in New York City. I can't get a gun. How am I supposed to defend myself? Not only as like not part of this, I didn't vote for this shit. Not to mention the fact that I didn't vote for this shit and I'm Jewish. So, you know, there's people that have like multiple strikes against them already before this shit even kicks off, like on January 20th, because they're trying to circumvent and slip through and slide by and get around all the safeguards that exist for normal people that want to get a fucking job in government, that want to get any fucking job. These motherfuckers have no experience, none of the skills necessary to do the jobs that they are being appointed to. The only job they did was kiss Trump's ass the hardest. Whoever licked his boots squeaky clean got the jobs. You'll notice that because Byron Donalds and Tim Scott are still tap dancing outside of Mar-a-Lago. Because the 50 shades of whitest fucking administrative cabinet you've ever seen in your life, and every single one of them is unqualified, and most of them have committed crimes like sexual assault. I've been accused of rape, sex trafficking, assault, adultery, all of this shit. Normal people have busted their ass. How many jobs have you had where you had to provide 3 non-personal references to vouch for you, that you have the experience to not tank the company that you're going to work for? How many jobs did we take to build up our experience to get to the jobs we have today, or to at least get us to where we are today? Some people are not even doing the things that they studied in college. Some people have life experience. Some people have work experience. Some people have traveled and have global worldly experience. But these motherfuckers have no experience, and they're also dumb as fuck. Lauren Boebert, that fucking bimbo, thinks the earth is fucking flat. I would like to suggest to her to start walking it and let us live stream that shit from your unqualified ass. These people have now positions of immense power that could be stripped from them at any time, because in a dictatorship, please do not get lost on the fact that none of these positions really matter, because when push comes to shove, it's all up to this asshole at the top, who's also dumber than a bag of fucking rocks, who's never done anything, who has delegated everything, most often while committing crimes, not paying his bills, being a fucking fraud. Everybody else in this fucking country who has grinded it out, fucking whatever, and put in their work, and is now at the risk of losing fucking everything. Pensions, healthcare, access to housing, affordable housing, access to living the life you want to live and marrying the people you want to marry and loving the people you want to love and having the family you want to have, whether you have cats, whether you have dogs, whether you have kids, whether you have... I don't fucking know. What I do know is that, like, this shit is like uncharted territory, because it is literally is the dumbest. It's not even like you cannot. He is not Hitler. He is not. This is coming after everyone. They are coming after everyone. You think they're only coming after the Jews? They're going to come after the Latinos for mass deportation. They're going to come after, they're coming after the LGBTQ community. They're going to start banning marriages and banning adoptions and telling you what kind of family you can have. And like what kind of job you can have, like what camp you're going to go to, like what work camp you're going to go to. I mean, what am I going to walk into like a hospital and be like, hey, I'm here for the orthopedic surgeon's job. Well, did you go to medical school? No. Did you do an internship? No. What did you work out in? Like, were you in the army? Were you like an army medic? No. What kind of medical experience do you have? Well, I put on a couple of, like, I know how to work Band-Aids. Well, like, what the fuck? But I'm here for the job. So you should interview me. Do you have any references? No. Or your references are other convicted felons, other sexual abusers, other adulterers, and other Bible-thumping bullshit bitches who want to just control everything about everybody but themselves because they're the biggest fucking walking hypocrites. Like, how does that, like, I'm going to walk into CERN and be like, hey, I'd like to split some particles. I'd like to split some atoms. Do you have any scientific background? No. Do you know anything about science? No. Do you know anything about molecules? No. I watched a couple episodes of Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Yeah. Okay. You have references? No. Like, how does that even sound fucking rational? You wouldn't even leave your kids or your pets with these fucking people. Because it's not the immigrants that would eat the dogs and the cats. It's these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers like Christy Noem who actually shot a fucking puppy. No immigrants are shooting dogs in pits on their farm. Goats. It's these hypocritical white motherfucking supremacists. And I want to know, like, what were the fuck we're supposed to do? Like, what are we supposed to do? I mean, at what point do we take all of our money out of the banks? Because when they crash and you can't use Venmo or fucking Zelle to get your fucking money, are we back to like putting it in bags and like taping it under our mattresses? Like, what, I mean, my grandfather did, keeping cash like stashed in like black boxes with like old skeleton keys. What happens to medicine? What happens to education? What happens when people can't get their prescriptions, when they stop researching cancer and ALS and dementia and Alzheimer's and all of the progress that was made? And it's only stopping here. So, you know, thank God other countries will continue to do that work so that if we're lucky enough, if we have to, we can get the fuck out of this shithole of a country. Isn't that ironic? That the person who called people in this country deplorable shitholes is actually going to turn this country into a deplorable shithole country that no tourist wants to visit. Why would you want to come to a country where you could catch some godforsaken disease that every other country immunizes people over and then take that back to that country because what, polio travels well? I don't fucking get it. And I know people are sick of, nobody wants to listen to this shit anymore. Nobody wants to talk about, you want to kind of put your head in the sand and ignore it, but the shit's not going to go away. People want to be like, it won't be so bad. No, it's going to be fucking bad. It's going to be fucking bad. It's going to be like next level depression bad because it's dumbasses that are going to tank the economy that we have now, that are going to tank all the progress that we made up until this point now, that have already tanked the fucking Supreme Court, who've protected people, dreamers, immigrants, queer folks, trans folks, disabled folks. What the fuck do you do if you have a disability and you have these heartless, gutless, spineless motherfuckers who think that disabled people probably just shouldn't even exist? It would be easier just to not have them around. Fuck you. What happens then? People become just fucking expendable and disposable if they don't meet your fucking batshit crazy Bible-thumping expectations? Let them die? Well, that's pretty much what happened with COVID. Fuck the mask policy. Fuck the mask wearing. Just if you don't, you know, it's over. The pandemic doesn't end because people's fucking attention span ends. The pandemic ends when there is no more virus left or the virus is completely eradicated by a vaccine. So we're still technically in a pandemic because COVID is not over. Talk to the people that are still getting it for the fifth, sixth, seventh time. Talk to the people with long COVID who are suffering, who can't work, who have chronic fatigue, who have Ehlers-Danlos, who have brain fog, who literally can't walk across their house or their apartment or get up off the couch to go to the bathroom because they're so exhausted and everything fucking hurts. Talk to those people and then talk to those people about why people are like saying masks no longer are necessary for pathogens that are airborne, like the avian flu that's coming. So it's like a back-to-back pandemic with the dumbest fucking people, anti-vaxxer, anti-science, science-denying dipshits that are going to be running people. A million people already died from fucking COVID, from the moron who suggested that people should inject bleach into their skin. I mean, this is why I will rather watch 15 seasons of Bob's Burgers back to back, where there is more sanity and humanity in a fucking animated series than there is in real life. I don't even know what to do. What do you do if you have kids? What do you tell your kids? How do you prepare them for what's coming? You watch these videos of people who are now afraid to speak another language to their kids for fear of being beat up, abused, assaulted, deported. And what do you do? People who are, it's a gift to be multilingual. Talk to any American who didn't learn a second language until junior high school just to get the one credit so that they could fucking graduate. Hello, that was me. I took like one fucking year of Spanish with, I think her name was Mrs. March. She was like 97 years old teaching us Spanish. I think I took it in like eighth grade. Kids are speaking like two and three languages now, learning Malaysian in fucking kindergarten, which is how it should be. The hashtag the more you know, but that's dangerous to people that want to be dictators. They thrive on the uneducated and the stupid. And then they thrive, if you follow Ruth Benyat, she tweets, they thrive on a diseased population because it's easier to control people who are terrified and sick. So am I being like insanely neurotic? So you could, somebody, again, let me fucking know. I'm still masking. It's not comfortable. But I'll be damned if some ignorant motherfucker is going to get me sick and I don't have anybody to take care of my ass or pay my fucking bills. What a selfish motherfucking thing to do. Like, it's so fucking stupid. And feel bad for Canada too. It's not so much better up north where they have some bumbling bupkis running their health department who refuses to acknowledge that the avian flu is spreading. But if you stay on that shit all day, you will literally never leave your house. I don't need to be any more depressed than I already was at certain points in my life. It is not enjoyable. That fight to get out of that is not fun. I do highly not recommend, 0 out of 10, if you have ever been in the darkest, deepest corners of your mind and your life, and you have somehow managed to claw your way out, and this is what you've clawed, this is where we're at, you're going to think, what the fuck did I claw myself out for? You could begin to see why, you know, drugs might not be so bad to take your mind off the shit that's going on right now. I'll have a couple more glasses of wine. Because what the fuck's the point? What are we fighting? That's what I want to know. When are we going to just let them hand this fucking coup d'etat shit over to some dumbass who already tried a coup and cheated and lied and had idiots in his MAGA moron death cult beat the shit out of people? Literally take people's lives? Do we just like, because we're fucking Democrats or we're liberal or we're progressive? Are you fucking kidding me? But yet here we sit. Here we sit watching it all unfold. And I'm going to like, because my tweets are going to make a fucking difference. What the fuck do we do, Hakeem? What the fuck do we do, Maya? What the fuck do we do? We can't trust the social media. I mean, the major media. Because CNN was bought out. It's Fox Light. It was bought out by some Republican dipshit. You can't, it's bullshit. And now with AI and like, what do you trust? What you see? Who the fuck do you trust? It becomes really fucking shaky and really fucking shady. And I'm not wicked, wicked, wicked Slim Shady. I wish I was Slim Shady. But honestly, what the fuck do we do? Because I would like to know. I would like to know where those people are who are like planning something, who have like their shit together, who know, like, you know, maybe you should start like putting some canned food away. Maybe you should start buying some, you know, canned potatoes and put the cup of noodle up there and maybe go get those water filtration tablets. And maybe, you know, my passport, I'm getting my passports together. I have two, but I would never leave my mom. But what the fuck? Well, I'm not going to sit around on my ass, my thumb, my ass while I like everything is like falling apart and imploding around me. So anybody else? Anyone? And I don't even know, like, listen, I'm just getting this out to get it off my chest, to get it out. I don't know, like 10 people are going to hear this podcast. Maybe someone who has an answer will hear it. I've been watching Lincoln. What's plan B? Somebody, plan B is materializing. Please tell me what it is. is it like bye-bye? Plan B stands for bye. Like, is it like get the fuck out? Buckle, you know, like what is it? Hunker down, like get the bat from Dick's Sporting Goods. Like, what the fuck do we do? Honestly, I mean, everyone's on Twitter. We need to mobilize. We need to do better. We need to do what are the mountains in the middle? I don't know where the fuck mountains in the middle. How the fuck we get into the mountains? Like we're on an island here. Staten Island Ferry taking me to the mountains. Staten Island Ferry taking me to a landfill. Nowhere. Fucking no. Fucking great. Like, I'm just like, I'm supposed to go. And this is how I'm thinking, just to be completely fucking honest. I have to go downtown. I have to go drop my watches aren't working because I have more than an Apple Watch because eventually I want to keep my watches running. So when technology tanks, I can still tell the time. But like, is it really necessary for me to get on the train on a Sunday and go downtown and drop off my watches to get the batteries replaced? Because what the fuck is time going to be anyway? Like, I really am trying to like wrap my head around this, and I'm trying really hard not to be doom and gloom. And if you want to come on this podcast, you are welcome anytime. You can come on, you can come live with me, we could FaceTime, I can record you, you could stay anonymous. I keep saying this, I have this platform. Anybody that wants to use it, unless you're a Jew for Trump or a Trumper, yeah, they want you in the headspace. Okay, so I'll go drop my watches off and I'll continue. I'm not thrown in the fucking towel. I just want to know, what do we do? Like, still, I could live my life. I could go run my errands. I could go shop. I have my cat. I'm sure, you know, but I mean, when the shit hits the fan, like, we're just going to be like, on January, here you go. Like, take the democracy. I mean, even in Israel, like, they fight and they argue and they pour out by the hundreds of thousands into the street. Okay, I get that. You can resist by living proudly and happily. And listen, I'll tag you. If you want me to name, I will not put your name out there. I will not like blow up your spot on this podcast. By living proudly and happily, there will be no proud and happy. What's the proud and happy when they come knocking on your door asking to see your papers? Are you Jewish? Are you Latino? Are you queer? This is the camp where you're going. Pack up your shit. Or that, not even pack up your shit. Just let's go. There is no packing. They don't like send you a notice and like, you can take something from column A, something from column B, and something from column C. Pack your bags, grab your pet, and let's go. That's not how it works. Kristallnacht burned Germany to the fucking ground. Like, that is, and that is it. This is like the slow slide into some sick, sycophantic shithole. Yeah, I don't give, fuck the Islamists. Fuck that. Honestly, those queers for Palestine, how many Palestinians have they freed? We could do a whole nother, yeah, sorry, missed the beginning. This is just 100% about here and now in America, in the United States. Because honestly, those fucking watermelon whack jobs have freed zero Palestinians. Zero. They haven't freed a fucking person. So I am just talking about the doomsday prepping for here. Like, do we start stockpiling food? Do we start stockpiling water? Do we start, I mean, aside from all the people that are already prepped for doomsday, when do the regular people who didn't vote for any of this shit start prepping? That's what I'm talking about. That stuff is not true or real. What stuff? You got to come on. You got to come. You could come FaceTime and talk. What stuff is, it's propaganda against the right? I fucking hate Trump too. I hate every one of his cabinet picks. I hate the whole MAGA fucking moron cult. I hate every Jew for Trump. How about that? Every Jew for Trump should pack up their shit and go to Israel. Because when Mike Huckabee brings the apocalypse with his evangelical Bible-thumping bullshit, then they'll see what they voted for. The end of days over there. Not here. What the fuck is really what I'm saying? What the actual fuck? And now I'm like sweating because the cat is passed out. But Bernie, really Bernie? And Bernie's sitting there, yeah, the working class is pissed. And now Hakeem Jeffries has jumped on. The working class is so upset. We didn't address the working class. No, motherfucker. She talked to everyone about gun safety, about the border, about the, you can't, what, people want, and great for the Muslims that voted for Trump. They're thrilled about his pro-Israel cabinet choices, which is also not really pro-Israel. It's also that pro, like, end of day shit, because not one of those motherfuckers has put on a yellow ribbon pin, and not one of those motherfuckers has said one word about the hostages that are still being held there, including the fucking Americans. So they are pro-Israel for shit. They are pro-death cult. They are pro-power for themselves. So this is where I'm sitting right now, and this is what I'm sitting with. And I know that I can't be the only one sitting with this shit. So I'm kind of like just throwing it out there, like, what the fuck do we do now is still the question. I know. I feel you too. I'm 100% with you. I mean, we can make jokes and everybody, Mark, you know, that whole tweet that somebody, by the way, the people, I still say this, the remaining people on Twitter with brain cells who still find humor, which I think is so important, that put out that Marco Polio tweet with Marco Rubio and RFK, which made me actually almost spit my soda out. Because it's so fucking clever and it's so fucking true. But like, there will be fucking polio. So it's really, it's funny, but it's like, ha, funny, but not like really funny, funny. Because people will be getting polio. If you don't vaccinate your fucking kids with MMR, you will be getting measles, mumps, and the bonus of rubella. So like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's why I would love to have somebody else on the podcast come on, because to fill up the dead space where I just run out of fucking words and you just run out of shit to say. Putin now owns the convicted, felonious, adjudicated, sexual abusing, pussy grabbing, misogynistic, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, lying, cheating, bullying, bullshit bone spurs, fucking fraud. He owns him. He showed that Melania soft porn nudie photo montage to grab him by the pussy and say, bitch, I own you. And this is what I think of your immigrant wife. Like, the fuck? I'm coming back to this. My daughter's in. Okay, go take, that's hashtag priorities, is taking care of your daughter. You can come back to it. You can come on it. Like, again, I'm going to leave it here because I don't know what else to say. I got to go get ready to take my watches to get their batteries fixed. So when my Apple Watch stops working, I'll still know what the fuck time it is. Maybe I need to get a fucking sundial and put it out of my air conditioner. Maybe that'll be the only way we'll tell time soon when we're all living in the fucking forest. I don't fucking know. I don't know. And people are like, don't panic. It's not so bad. I'll tell you when to get work. It's the same shit like with COVID. I had friends who were medical professionals running fucking ICUs in big name fucking hospitals in this city, shoving tubes down people's throats in the medical intensive care unit from COVID. And I would tell them, tell me when to worry. tell me when I need to start putting a mask back on. Tell me when to, like, I can stop, like, wiping down my groceries. Tell me when I can stop wiping down doorknobs. I never really went so far as to, like, wear gloves because your hands sweat a lot. And then they get in the glove, it's gross. But, like, I have had people like Lincoln Mitchell who, like, okay, politically now, when he says things are really bad, things are really fucking bad. When my doctor friends were like, okay, dude, don't go outside right now, or don't go outside without a double mask, or get an N95 mask, because wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't touch the poles in the subway, don't go into restaurants, don't take off your mask to eat, don't think that just because you're outside, you can't get the shit because the droplets stay in the air long after people who are, I mean, it was a fucking mess. But we learned shit from that, not by listening to Lena Wen, or not by listening to any of these conspiracy theories who were trying to downplay it, or these dipshits that didn't listen to the people who knew, like Dr. Hotez, or, you know, Dr. Lucky Tran, or all the other people that I follow. I can tag them, but whatever. Like now, it's like, what the fuck? It'll be two pandemics at the same time. It'll be a depression. It'll be a race war, it'll be a culture war. What the fuck? I mean, and then when really do you pack up your shit and go if you have that option? And then on the other hand, you think, why should I go? This is my home. This is my country. This is my city. I felt the same. You felt the same shit after 9/11. If you were here for 9/11 and you saw that shit happen in real time, you weren't fucking going anywhere. You were adamant about saying, fuck you, Al-Qaeda. This is my home. This is my city. This is my fucking country. This is not going to, no, just no. But when Israel does it, everybody has a fucking problem. Like, it just makes no sense. It makes no motherfucking sense, because people who have brain cells did not vote for this shit and now have to deal with this shit. And you know what? So do the people with no brain cells that have to deal with it, but they'll get through it, or they want easier than everybody else will, because they're not panicking. They're not worried. They don't care about polio or the measles or the mumps or rubella, or what happens to gay families, or what happens to immigrants, or what happens when they can't get their food at the fucking supermarket because there's no one out in the fucking fields to pick their fucking fruit and vegetables. Or farmers are tanking and farms are going under, and family farms can't afford to work their farms because they have no people to put out to work. And they can't buy the machinery or the equipment or whatever they need to take care of their fucking farm. What the fuck then? These people don't think shit through because they're too fucking stupid with their one barely functioning brain cell that's trying just to breathe. Because now when they find out that they have to pay the same fucking tariffs, they're like, well, it's a tariff. Now when they find out the companies this happened the last time with this mass deportation, or they're removing all the immigrants, companies literally shut down. And business owners were like, bro, end the fucking ban, stop the threats, because my business is failing because I have no one to go install your fucking countertops or fix your fucking roof or fix your fucking car, because you're sending all the people that do that motherfucking work out of the motherfucking country. Because then what, are we supposed to go back to school? Like, we're going to go back to DeVry? I'm going to become a fucking plumber. I'm going to become a fucking electrician or a fucking mechanic. Or a fucking woodworker, people who put in their whole lives to learn a skill and a trade and a craft. I should have fucking done that. For all of us that laughed at the Votech kids when we were in high school because we thought that was the burnout place where all the dummies went, they're the ones that made fucking bank during COVID, because when our toilets broke and our lights broke and our shit broke, they were the ones that came and fixed the shit. And good for them for paying four times what they should have been charging. Because we are so naive and we are so unbelievably privileged that we forget what it takes, like who the people are that are really making the country run and who are really putting in the work. It's not these privileged white ass motherfuckers sitting in their gated communities and in their homes that are the ones that are struggling and putting in the backbreaking work and the backbreaking hours and worrying about whether or not they can go see a doctor if they don't feel well, or take care of someone in their family that's sick. You fucking idiot. And that's what makes me so fucking mad, is the inhumanity of people, the selfishness. And that's why, and I'll end it after, is that the single fucking issue, but Israel, fuck you. Fuck you for destroying everybody, potentially, everybody else's life. Fuck, because the ripple effect of this is going to be monumental. And you're going to get swept up in the shit. But you didn't give a shit because you thought all these people are going to care more about Israel, and you cared more about Israel than you cared about your own fucking country and your own fucking neighbors and your own fucking communities and your own fucking country. And so now the rest of us, thanks. Thanks for our anxiety. Thanks for our depression. Thanks for wondering what the fuck is going to happen tomorrow. Thanks for the trauma that you've given to people. If you know one trans person, you know that they are panic-stricken, not only for their physical safety, but for their mental health and for their psychological health and for their medical health. Imagine not knowing if you're going to be able to continue to become the person that you need to be or want to be or are. Imagine that. Imagine what that must feel like, and imagine the anger and resentment and disgust that you have now looking and wondering, did you vote to fuck my life over? Imagine being queer. Imagine being two dads and having a family and supporting that family, because two dad incomes are sometimes greater than heterosexual family incomes. And they have kids and they love their kids and they love their jobs. They might love their jobs. Forget, I take that back. And whatever, you get the point. But imagine having to wake up and be like, did you vote to fucking take away my humanity? Did you vote to take away my human rights and my civil rights and my right to have a fucking family? I didn't invite you into my home. You don't need to come to my house. You don't need to hang out with me. We don't need to be friends. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm not bothering you and your heterosexual life. I'm not trying to take your kids away. I'm not trying to tell you how to have kids. I mean, it's so fucking batshit. And that's an insult to the bats, because bats are smarter. It is just, it's crazy. Crazy. It is crazy talk. It is crazy times. And all I know is I'm going to hang out with my cat. I'm going to go get my watches fixed. I'm going to wear my motherfucking mask on the train. I'm going to wear my motherfucking mask inside. I'm going to wash my motherfucking hands. I've given up on trying to convince my brothers to do it. They look at me and they laugh and they think I'm a fucking nut job. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I've been okay with it since COVID. And, you know, you want to meet me outside? We can meet me outside. But I just need to know what the fuck, like what the actual fuck do we do? If you have any answers, if you have any suggestions, if you have anything, let me know. All right. Are you up now? Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Oh. Okay. You good? On the lap? What should we do? Should we go play? Should we turn on the little flapping bird with the batteries that came straight from China? Even though we should be boycotting Amazon? That will probably never end either. Oh, fuck. All right. That's it, I guess. We'll leave it there. If you have any suggestions, if you want to jump on the podcast, if you ever want to just vent, share something, crack a joke, tell your story, let me know, slide into the DMs while we still have Instagram. I'm not on that blue sky shit. I'm still in that cesspool of a Twitterverse. I think my handle is straight out of fucks to give or something like that. But you can find me at Doodle Drips and Slaps Over Hate. And please keep following Lincoln A. Mitchell, even though he's too busy to text me back or get on the podcast. And I'm sure, you know, you can get your 1 minute doses of his, outlook on what's happening. Plenty of other people to follow if you want to know. You'll see who I tag on my Instagram posts. Go adopt a pet from a shelter. Go bring some love into your life. Save an app. It's good karma. It's good for you. It'll give you something to come home to. No judgments. And yeah. So that's where we're at. Me and the special needs cat. Follow along for updates on the life of Lily. Maybe she needs her own Instagram, but I don't even think I can start one because I've been doxxed and shadow banned and had shit shut down. So we're still fighting that fight too. Yeah, let's go get the watches. Let's go have some breakfast and let's get the fuck out of here. Come back and throw on some more Tubi and Freevee serial killer documentaries because it's more sane than real life. All right. Thanks for listening. Peace and hair grease. Yalla bye.